Well, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, where we look at what it means to follow Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before, I'd encourage you to take our Christianity 101 course. It would be a great introduction to the basic principles that we try to build on in these challenges. This week, we're looking at the topic of why we need rest. And on Tuesdays, we look at the Bible, what it has to say about that topic. And you might be surprised to learn that we don't need just rest for physiological reasons or mental reasons. We need rest because God rests and gave us rest as a gift. He actually commanded us to take a day of rest. Here's where that all started. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Well, a few weeks ago, we saw that God worked and commanded us to work and gave us work as a gift, and so we need to work. And this week, we're seeing that the same thing happened with rest. God rested. God gave us rest as a gift and in fact commanded us to rest. Must be important. So God gave us a rhythm of 6 days of work and 1 day of rest. It's not equal. It's not the same number of days for work and rest. Work is still the main activity, and it needs to be. It's how we produce our food and our shelter and our society around us. We need work. We need lots of work. But we also need rest. And so God has given us this rhythm as a way for us to balance our creation, our work with Him in building societies, in creating order out of natural things. God has invited us to work with Him as co-creators. And so there's absolutely a place, 6 days worth for work every week. But it also needs to be balanced with recreation. We balance our creation with our recreation. And a recreation is when we take time to be rebuilt ourselves, to be recreated ourselves. So what does rest look like then if it's based on God's command and God's way of resting? Well, first of all, we see that when God rests, he stops working. He all out stopped. 6 days of creation, of building this universe that we know, and then he stops. He actually just stops working. He takes a rest, a physical and emotional rest in our way of life. But the other thing that God does is he's satisfied with his work. He doesn't just stop working to pick it up again another day. He actually says it's good. He goes through each day of creation, he says, this is good, this is good, this is good. Then when he sees humans, he says, this is really good. And then he rests. Well, as we try to rest in the same way, we need to look at both what it means to just stop work, to rest, to kick our feet up, but also what it means to say that the week is over. That we're satisfied with our work, that we can't just keep going, 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 going. We can't keep saying, it could be better, it could be better, I could have done more. But to say, you know what, I've done what I've done. And to be able to take a day of rest, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. For us today, that can look like honestly resting and putting our feet up, and also putting our minds to rest, enjoying some art or music, enjoying nature, going out for a sail or a hike or to the beach, whatever looks like rest to you, whatever helps your mind do something completely different from what it does Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday. Now we'll look in future weeks at what this really looks like in our context, what inner and outer rhythms of rest we need. But I hope you're starting to see that this isn't about a magic day. That just because God commanded it had to be Saturday, we have to do certain things and not do certain things on a Saturday, and that's the point. No, the point is that when God created, he rested, and he gave us rest as well. And we need structures, we need rhythms to help us do that, but it's not about the rhythms and the structures. It's about the rest. It's about God. Well, before we look at this in a bit more depth, I do have a question for you to consider, and I hope you'll share it with others in your life. Somebody from the train or bus, the neighborhood or work. Share our daily challenges with them. Start a little discussion group that meets regularly. I'd love to hear from you if you are meeting in a group like that. Make sure you contact the host in our mobile app or website. I'd love to hear your story of how Redeem the Commute is helping you or helping your group. So our question is, what kind of creating do you do? I'm not just talking about artists. People in all kinds of industries create order, learning, art, ideas, value, research, roads, buildings, and more. So what do you create? We'll use that again as we do our challenge on Thursday. Have a great discussion, though. I'll see you tomorrow.